Welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, August 21st, 2022. Today is episode 17. I am your host, Roger Landry, and my co-host who joins me every week and producer of this show is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, and we will talk to him in a minute or two, but let me get through my usual opening. The title of today's show is the GOP prepared to lead? And boy, I got to tell you something, we're going to beat that one up. Now, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Yes, I say this every week. No, it's not a fun way or a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today reality is blatant and not so pleasant in many aspects. Thus the reason for Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. Okay. This show airs weekly on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, and also on SoFlo Radio. All right, Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Been getting some good rest here in the last two or three nights.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
All right. And as long as you're feeling good, Stephen, then that makes me feel a little bit better. So let's rock on this. First thing I want to talk about is, look, Annie puts a lot of effort into Shake and Wake Radio. That is the main platform for us. We do have three platforms that play us live, and we appreciate all three of them. Annie is in a situation where she could use your help. Do me a favor, if you wish to support Shake and Wake or any of the three platforms, I'm sure they all have a donate button. But Annie is a personal friend of mine. I have known her for years. She has always taken care of the Liberty Beacon Project. Go to Shake and Wake. Down at the bottom on the right-hand side, you'll find a donate button. Do me a favor. If you can only afford $5, that's going to help Annie. But what would help Annie even more is to give her the confidence that going forward, she will have a stream of funds that she can use not only to pay the bills for Shake and Wake Radio, but also to grow it and to give you more services and better services. So I'm not asking you to put $50 or $100 in. I'm asking you to make that $5 payment a reoccurring payment, a reoccurring donation each month, so that she has something she can count on going forward. Believe me, running TLB Project, I know about that, and the reoccurring payments are always a big smile on our face because it gives us the confidence that we can continue to provide for those who wish to hear our message. Okay. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that is the sponsor of this show, and that's TLVTalk.com. TLVTalk.com. Excuse me, is a place where you can go and say the things that is going to get you shadow banned or literally kicked off or put in a penalty box for 15 days, 30 days on most social media platforms, especially the ones like, I don't know, Twitter, which has already kicked the Liberty Beacon, our entire project, to the curb. We can no longer post on Twitter. Facebook shadow bans us so bad that between my wall and one of our pages, we've got close to 50,000 people, and we're lucky if a couple hundred see what we put out over the course of a day. That's an absolute crying shame. So TLV Talk was designed and built to give you a platform where you can say the things you know people need to hear and where you can hear the things people know you need to hear. So it's a place to learn. And it's a place to teach. And the only thing that's going to get you kicked off there is saying something illegal or being so arrogant and ignorant that everybody blocks you and it's not worth your time to be there. This is truly a place where you can go and let people know what the truth is. Because as we get closer to the 2022 elections, the midterm elections, the shadow banning, the censorship on the big tech platforms is going to ramp up again beyond anything you can imagine. You will literally, you may not be kicked to the curb, but nobody will see what you say. as the Liberty Beacon Project already suffers. So again, TLV Talk, it's a place to go. It's a place to talk. It's a place to learn. All right, let's get into the show here. Eagle's Eye Report, episode 17, is the GOP prepared to lead? I've got two articles in front of me, and I'm not going to read them verbatim. I never do, but I spend every single day. I haven't had a day off in almost 14 years now, and this is not a stretch of the imagination or anything else. It's an absolute fact. I read more articles over the course of a week than most of you see in a month. Okay. And I post them and I gather information from them. I do my shows. I write my articles, so on and so forth. When I come across something that is very poignant, something that really gives me information I wish everybody would know, I give credit to these authors and I use portions of those articles in the shows, such as what I'm doing right now. Two of them will be used today. The links will be in the article and that this show will be embedded in. Every Thursday that happens, you know that on the Liberty Beacon, no later than 12 noon central, you will be able to see both of these original articles, and I will actually tell you who the authors are as we go along. All right, let me explain something else to you. You had better be willing to step up and hold the GOP accountable in this election, because if you aren't, if you are willing to just sit back and say the GOP is probably going to win a lot more seats because Joe Bob and the Democrats have really screwed this country over, then you have another thing coming, because between now and November, there are going to be so many curveballs thrown at people, whether it's $10,000 off of your what you owe for your college fund, okay, your college debt. Whether it's, and I could go on and on and on, there will be slams and slurs on every conservative out there. You've got to understand that a vast majority of the mainstream media literally is owned by those who own the Democrats. So what you are going to see is a massive onslaught of negativity against anything conservative. This is what you're going to see, okay? And it will ramp up between now and November beyond anything you can imagine. We've already been told by whistleblowers that big tech will absolutely shut down. Nobody will see just about anything you say that's truthful or conservative in nature, which means that you need to have your boots on the ground. You need to have people who know to come and look at what is on your wall each day. You need to know that people are coming to you to see what's there, because they're not going to see this stuff on their timeline unless you're on TLVTalk.com. You need to step up. If you don't, if you sit back with the understanding that all I've got to do is vote on November 22nd and everything else is going to be in the bag, and that these conservatives, these GOP people, these Republicans are going to take care of everything for me. That's not true. Because anybody who doesn't understand, and I've done how many shows on this, anybody who doesn't understand the fact that if you are a brand new Republican, maybe one or two terms in the House, maybe one term in the Senate, you are probably still representing those who sent you there. But if you've been there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or like Nancy Pelosi, 40 years, you are so bought and paid for, it's insane. You no longer represent your constituency. You no longer represent those who have sent you there. I don't care how much bullcrap they give you on the talk shows. Look at the way they vote. Look at when they vote. Look at when they abstain from voting. I'm going to tell you that the rhinos make up a much larger portion of the actual conservative House and Senate than you truly believe. And that anybody who's been there, especially 20 years or more, is literally owned.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
I was just thinking, both Pelosi's husband and Weinstein's husband combined, they have profited probably half of $1 billion in the
yes.
in the 40 years that they've been in Congress.
Absolutely. And that's just part of all of this, okay? And it's not just how much money are they making. It's how many times have they been drawn into a situation where they were doing something that they probably shouldn't have been doing, and I won't go into details on any of that. And there were videos taken or recordings made, so on and so forth, and now we have leverage over you. If you don't think that's not happening, you're an idiot. It is. The amount of pressure being put on leaders, especially ones who have been there, again, for 20, 30, 40 years, may be blackmail as much as it is money. And that's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. What you need to understand right now, we need to get this out of the way before we even go into either one of these articles, is this. You've heard me mention it before. I'm going to mention it. I told you on every single show. You need to ensure that you vote conservative. If you are a conservative, get out and vote. Okay? If you've got people who don't usually vote and don't know whether they're even a Democrat or Republican, these are the people you need to talk to. These are the people you need to convince. You've got between now and November to do it. So do it. But that's not all. What is the biggest part of all of this? It's called recall. Next week's show is about recall. Okay? Today, there's too much else to talk about. What is recall? It tells your senator, it tells your congressman that if you're not there representing me, which is your job, not to represent you, not to get rich, not to form a power chain, you're not there to do any of that. You are there to represent me. And if you don't do that, we will watch everything you do and say. If you step out of line one time, you will be warned. If you do it again, we will drag you back home so fast you will get whiplash. These people need to understand that their prejudices against we the people, and that's a fact. You've got people like McCarthy. They don't care much about you at all. They care more about themselves than they do about anybody else. If you think that's a joke, again, look at how they act and how they react and how much it benefits you. What about Mitch McConnell? What about Lindsey Graham? These are names everybody should know, and I could go on and on. These people need to understand if they want to stay in Washington, they need to do what we tell them to do. And if they don't, we will exercise our right to recall. I am going to beat this up every single show. I also do a show on RVN. I beat it up every week on that show. We need everybody out there listening to these shows to understand we still have the power. It's called recall. And if they piss off enough people, we can throw the switch. And we need to do that. So when we get closer to our midterm elections, don't be kicking back on your laurels and deciding these people will go to Washington, they're conservatives, and they'll take care of me. No, you make sure for a fact they will take care of you. Now, why am I beating this up as bad as I am? Let's get into this first article. Let's go over some pieces of this article. And this is based on an article by Vince Conyer, okay? Or Coyner, excuse me. And to give you a lead-in title that may fit, it seems that the GOP leadership is doing its best to lose or to lessen their impact on the November election. Now, why would I even say that, okay? Last week on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, for instance, showcased the fact that the GOP is doing its best to lose the November's election. Now, if you just heard that title, you'd go, oh, give me a break until you actually listen to what he had to say. All right? You can probably find that video on YouTube. I suggest you go listen to it. He included a clip of Mitch McConnell admitting that the GOP will likely not take the Senate. Why? Why is he admitting that? Who is he setting up for failure? McConnell and the rest of the leadership don't want to win. Carlson rightly suggested that if Republicans really want to win, they'd run on crime. They'd run on immigration. They're not. While the economy is reportedly voters' number one issue, it's what goes on in our neighborhoods, on our very streets, that matters to us the most. If I go outside and I don't feel safe, right outside of my own home, walking down the street, or sitting in a drive-through lines because I'm too scared to go into a restaurant or a store because it may get robbed, it may get held up, somebody may have a gun, nothing else matters. Not the economy, not abortion, not gender rights, or Ukraine. It is what is going on in your very neighborhood. But how many Republicans are standing up? How many commercials are you seeing running over and over again showing that our cities and our society is literally falling apart? If somebody goes and robs a store and almost kills the person who owns it, they could be out on bail 24 hours later, or with no bail, just show up for court. Anybody think I'm kidding? It's been happening like crazy in every major blue city in the country. So what we are looking at is the fact that instead of talking so much about the economy, although it needs to be talked about, okay, they need to be talking and they need to be running commercials more about what's going on in our neighborhoods. What's going on our streets? Why are we so afraid to get on the subway today? Why are we so afraid to walk down the street, especially if the sun's going down, wondering if we're going to get home alive? I didn't grow up in that America. But that's the America you live in today. Okay? And the people who will beat the crap out of you and take everything you have on you may get picked up, but guess what? They'll probably be out tomorrow with no bail and never end up in court again, because nobody will be able to find them. This is the society we live in. This is what the Republicans need to be beating to death, and they're not even talking about. Republicans don't seem to care. Or the leadership. I'm not telling you there aren't individual representatives that do. Okay? Republicans are complaining about Biden's spending, bemoaning government overreach, and sanctioning Putin. Those issues aren't going to return the GOP to power. But Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Rona McDaniel seem sanguine. Their lives don't change if the GOP doesn't take back Congress. They'll still rule in their little fiefdoms, still be invited to Georgetown cocktail parties to be feted by the lobbyists. And of course, they'll still be on the Sunday morning shows to feign outrage at the latest Democratic policy. In other words, they're not going to lose anything. They're comfortable where they are. They're getting rich. They're getting powerful. And if they don't rock the boat, that will continue. What will happen if they do rock the boat? Well, for these grifters, the only difference between winning and losing in November is having to work for the American people. And it seems to be something they loathe to do. Because if they didn't loathe to do it, why aren't they talking about your neighborhoods? Why aren't they talking about crime skyrocketing? Why aren't they talking about murder skyrocketing? Why aren't they talking about drug deaths and overdoses skyrocketing? Why are they talking about everything but? Does everything else need to be mentioned? Yes. But what we will find out, what everybody needs to understand, because it is a fact, is when I go to vote, I'm going to vote because of what I see in my immediacy, in my neighborhood, on my streets, what affects me and my family instantaneously, the most, the hardest. These are the things that Americans are absolutely tired of. But again, you've got Mitch McConnell telling the world, well, we're probably not going to win back the Senate. Instead of him being out there promoting the individuals that are running for senatorial seats, he's telling the world, oh, we're probably not going to take back the Senate. This guy doesn't need to be there. Or if he goes back, if he gets enough votes to go back, he needs to be told, you are as affected by recall as anybody else. Okay. So, again, the world wouldn't change overnight on November 8th, but what could happen if the people who control the purse strings, who are supposed to make the laws, could change just as in 1994? There's a big, okay. Let me back up just a little bit, because that's a big deal, because the people running America today are the same people who have been running America's biggest cities into the ground for decades. That hasn't changed in 20, 30, 40 years. And all Americans, whether they live in San Francisco, Manhattan, or Kalamazoo, recognize that America's coming apart at the seams. America is coming apart at the seams. Look around you. I don't exaggerate. I just say things a little louder than most people. It's called emphasis. From not being able to go a day without seeing another video of a pack of thugs beating a cab driver or attacking a restaurant employee, to watching a seemingly endless parade of homeless people punching random strangers, Americans are weary. From staring with disbelief as a gang of hoodlums ransacks a convenience store with impunity, to watching video after video of people cussing at otherwise, respectable police or attacking police. Americans are watching the collapse of our society. Am I overstating this? No, I'm not. I'm really not. And I would tell you, if this didn't have any credibility, we wouldn't even be talking about it today. The fact remains that how many of you have seen the same things I've just stated over and over and over again over the last 2 years? How many of you have seen every big blue city in this country, most of which today, and there's over 500 of them, are places where illegals can go and nobody can touch them?
What gets me, Roger, is, that the establishment, both sides, have been promoting this race agenda. It's us against them, but they're virtually the same people that ran the slavery rings.
What most people don't understand is that the Republicans were not the party of slavery. Republicans were not the party of the KKK. You better look across the aisle if you want to see where that came from. But again, that's not mentioned a whole lot. As a matter of fact, you're pushed into believing it's just the opposite of what reality is. The reality is that this election has been tailor-made for the GOP. But that's not the way it's shaping up, because McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniels, and their puppeteer, the hack Frank Lutz, who happens to be McCarthy's roommate, landlord, or whatever, have decided that they don't want to save America. They'd rather sit back in comfort, the comfort of their minority leadership position, and pretend to care while enjoying the perks of leadership. No, Roger's not being cruel. Take a look at their voting record. How many times have these leaders of the GOP stabbed Trump in the back while the rest of America is going, are you serious? But hey, just about the time you start to call them on to task for that, door number two opens up and there's another catastrophe. So you tend to forget about it. Wasn't it, wasn't it McConnell who wanted Trump impeached? Yeah. And we could go on and on. So let's go one step further. America needs warriors willing to brave the slings and arrows of the chattering classes, the leftist media, the Washington establishment, and most of all, the fascist NGO influencers who employ mobs on the streets to intimidate citizens and spineless CEOs and who coerce into submission anyone who doesn't agree with their agendas. And we're seeing this over and over again. One company after another going woke. And if you don't agree with them, they don't really care. Okay? They're already rich. These are the people who pull the strings of those you send to Washington. This is the reason why you better know exactly what recall is, and you better talk about it to those around you. You better have that discussion. Next week, we will talk recall. If the GOP really wanted to win in November, we'd see a new ad every day showcasing the violence going on in our streets, along with pictures of some thug who's just assaulted a random senior as a George Soros-funded district attorney just released him out without bail. We'd see videos of illegals storming the border. At the end of every single ad would be a simple tagline. If you want more of this, please vote for my Democrat opponent. If you want, listen to me, if you want someone who's going to do something about crime and the quality of American life, then vote for me. Why aren't you seeing that? Why aren't they flooding the damn TV? Why aren't they flooding the radio? Why aren't they flooding the internet? These are the things that Americans care about most. Who's killing my children? Who's killing my neighbor? Where are these drugs coming from? Why am I afraid to be out after the sun goes down in a city I've never been afraid of, I grew up in? Why is all of this happening, and these Republicans who promise they will take over and change everything, not even talking about it? They do on a morning show occasionally. How many ads do you see? This should be in your face every single day. It isn't. Why? See, it's all that simple. Democrats have caused myriad problems. They have. But those issues can't be addressed without majorities. And none of them will flip Congress in November. But images of blood on the streets will. A daily total of national fentanyl deaths will. Images of career criminals released on bail after having pummeled some teenager into unconsciousness will. The stories of illegal immigrants overwhelming communities will. These are things that will flip the House.
Hey, Roger.
Why aren't you seeing them? Yes.
Can I add something before the break? Did you notice a few days ago that Alex Jones was practically slobbering over Trump to get him to get away from the vaccination mantra that he's been on? Well, please, Mr. Trump, if you want to win, you have to get away from telling people to get their vaccines and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I agree with you. And Trump isn't so much pro-vaccine these days as he is pro-choice. And again, I'm not saying that that's the perfect position, but it's a whole lot better than the position that he was convinced to hold when he was in office. Look, no one in Pennsylvania cares about the price of guacamole. But they do care about a shot, getting shot or stabbed in their own neighborhood. So let's roll the break. And on the other side, we'll finish this one up and we'll start into the next one, because the next one picks up where this one left off. Again, I'm not reading it word for word. You know, there's a lot of me in there, but the flow of this hit me so hard that it had to be a part of this show.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. Republicans need to understand their constituency is not the criminal class of any race. Their constituency is the average American of every race. It's Americans who want to send their kids to school without them having to step over junkies or human feces. It's the average American who wants to go to work without fearing getting shot or robbed before making it home. The rule of law and responsibility for one's actions are the foundations of a civilized society. Just doesn't get any plainer than that. Without them, there is no civilized society. Okay? That's what we're experiencing with Democrats in charge. Look at San Francisco. Okay? Look at Los Angeles. Look at New York City. Look at Chicago. Never mind. Don't look at Chicago. Okay? Because that's just too bad. And it seems as if the GOP leadership are okay with this. We, however, are not okay with this. This is the hill to die on, people. This is the hill upon which America will either recover or slide into the abyss of chaos and tyranny. If we don't fix this now, can you imagine what's going to happen in two more years before we actually, I'm saying we as in conservatives, have the ability to make the changes that need to be made? Can you understand what two more years of this will do to America? America will be on its knees and the elitists will have won. How many times have I told you over and over and over again that America must fall to her knees before global governance can be instituted? We are the cowboys. Until the cowboys are made an example of, there can be no true global governance. Look around you and imagine two more years of this and tell me how the hell we will survive as a society. The fact remains, if we don't change it and it continues to accelerate the way it is, we won't survive. We won't survive. We cannot depend on the current GOP leadership to fight this fight. This is going to have to come from the candidates themselves. The people that are new to politics, the people that are being told by those who are going to put them back in office or reelect them, we will keep an eye on you. And if you do anything that we tell you not to do, you will come home so fast, you will get whiplash. This is going to have to come from the candidates themselves. And a 2022 Gingrich to nationalize this election and help push the feckless GOP across the finish line. Okay, listen to me. McConnell may not be capable of leading the country out of this morass, but at least with a GOP majority in November, we can slow down our collapse into a dystopian nightmare until people of character can replace him. Being in the majority is the first step, people. That's step number one. Then we need candidates with the courage to stand up and fight for the average American, regardless, okay, of all of the crap that's heading right towards them. They need to be able to serve you. They need to be able to serve me. And if they can't, then we have to understand the importance of pulling them home. If we can't focus enough to ensure that our leaders are doing exactly what they're supposed to do, which is representing those who sent them there, if we don't care enough, or we haven't got the drive or the energy enough to ensure this, then shut up. It's your fault. It's not theirs. If we have the mechanism of control in our hand and we choose not to use it out of ignorance or laziness, Don't blame them. Find a mirror and you will find exactly who the blame lies on. I'm telling you right now, this election coming up is an election that will focus on the voice of whom we elect. We elect. Be careful who you send to Washington. And if you have no choice but to send back somebody who's been there a while, make sure they're aware of what recall is. Okay, that was the first train of thought. And again, most of this, not all of it, I would say probably about 60% of this, was put down by a gentleman named Vince Coiner. And this will be, his full article will be in the article that's published with the show embedded in it tomorrow by noon on thelibertybeacon.com, and that's noon central. The second article that impressed the hell out of me that I'm going to take bits and pieces from is based on an article written by Julio Rivera. Yes, an American. And his name is Julio Rivera. And the basic premise of this article is, what is the reality of stopping Biden after the November elections? What can we do after the November elections? So let's jump into that, okay? As November looms, Republicans remain giddy about the probability of victory in both chambers of Congress, even while McCarthy is telling people, we might not win the Senate, but okay. First off, him saying that, somebody ought to itch bay slap him upside the head at least 1,000 times. That never should have been said where anybody could hear it, especially Democrats. Okay. Unfortunately, what they're not understanding, or they probably do understand, but they're not explaining to you, is that without a 2/3 majority, which is needed to overturn regular and pocket vetoes by the president, a politically divisive America is likely to gridlock until the 2024 presidential election. In other words, if we don't have 2/3 of the House, all right, we can't override an executive order. So will we have 2/3 of the House? And that may not be a possibility. A probability, excuse me. It may be a possibility, but not a probability. A modest Republican House majority could pull back hard on the reins, shaving or cutting off the lifeline to Democratic spendthrifts. But Biden will continue to rule unconstitutionally by pen and phone as his critics seek relief through court challenges that lack momentum. Meanwhile, the border will remain open. Every attempt to innervate the energy sector will be shot down and will continue along the course of a recession reinvented by the White House as normal and permanent. Now, again, is this an absolute fact? No, it isn't. But anybody who believes that all we need is a majority doesn't understand how it works, doesn't understand what you need to override a presidential executive order or a presidential veto. If you pass something in the House and even in the Senate, and it's by a slim majority, because that's all you have, and he puts down his little veto there, then guess what? Unless you have 2/3 of the House, you can't override that veto. Now, they slow things down? Can they make him less effective? Can they take some of the sting out of it? Yeah. But what they absolutely need to do, unless they have that majority, 2/3 majority, is they need to be a bigger thorn in these liberal side and this president side as possible until 2024, where if you have a conservative president sitting there and you maintain a majority in the House and the Senate, you now have the ability to literally save America. It's no longer a pacing game. It's no longer trying to I don't know, trying to back off some of the damage that is being done to America. It's trying to, I don't know, whittle it down as much as possible, which, again, if all they get is a simple majority, is all they're going to be able to do. Everybody seems to think that if we have a simple majority in the House as of the midterm elections, everything's going to be copacetic. Wake up, people! That's not true. Will it give us the ability to make life hard for them? Yes, it will. But unless we have that two-thirds majority, it will not give us the ability to literally stop what they're doing, as in Joe Bob can write as many executive orders as he wishes. And if they can't accomplish it in Congress, they'll find a way to accomplish it via executive orders or vetoing what the Republicans with their majority in Congress hope to accomplish. Given the past inclination of Republicans to fight amongst themselves on the sidelines, it is, an inconvenient truth that a slim congressional majority would not be enough to save them from their own party intrigues and petty rivalries. This is a fact. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, I don't know how many of you remember him, who held himself up as the morally superior conscience of the Republican Party, saw Donald Trump more as an intruder than as a president. He tolerated the White House agenda and held his nose as he gave them legislative victories, rewriting the task code and rebuilding the military, before retiring with a smile and surrendering his gavel to Nancy Pelosi. Did he really care what Trump did? No. But he knew what his place was, and he knew what he had to do. His disdain for Republicans and conservatives, even though he was one, and even though he was in a leadership position, was obvious. Then there are the blue-stained Republicans, Mitt Romney, who voted to impeach Trump in 2020. But not to reelect him as president, as well as Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, I keep wanting to say that wrong, both moderates given to head fakes when it comes to party loyalty.
You wanted to say Merkel, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You're right. No, I did. And this, again, is so obvious it's ridiculous, okay? There would be no tolerance for such infidelity in the Democrat enclave, where unanimous, yeah, vis-a-vis antagonist Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema is enforced through donor class pressure and backroom deals. In other words, you want to get reelected, you vote Democrat, and you vote the party line, and you vote everything we say. With most Republicans, you're going to find that they don't always vote Republican, and there are times when it's critical to you and me that they will back up the Democratic compadres. Not a joke, an absolute fact. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell all but put his chips down on the Democrats in taking an offhand shot at Trump and blaming a prospective midterm loss in the Senate on the quality of Republican candidates. In other words, what he's telling the world is, if we had better Republicans running for office, we probably would win the Senate. This is Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, telling the world that the Republican candidates just aren't good enough to win. Not out there campaigning for them. Not making sure that the type of commercials we discussed, 15, 20 minutes ago are being made on a daily basis. But telling people like you and me that the quality of Republican candidates suffers and we probably won't win back the Senate. That begs curiosity over why hopefuls like Oz in Pennsylvania, Herschel Walker in North Carolina, and Blake Masters in Arizona are all trailing in the polls before a visibly impaired stroke victim who thinks hoodies are business casual. A military hater who has talked up Louis Farrakhan and played patty fingers with campaign funds. And a former astronaut who retreats to inner space between elections and respectivity. This is a joke. It's an absolute joke. And if you're going to tell me that Mitch McConnell is a go-get-em Republican, why the hell would you be trying to convince everybody across the country that our candidates just aren't good enough? They're not high enough quality, and we're probably not going to win the Senate majority. Are you kidding me? Remember the titles of these articles. They both of them indicate that there is leadership in the Republican Party that just is not fighting for the Republican Party. Again, I will tell you, this election will be decided by the first time or those who have been warned, candidates themselves, and we the people, in what we tell those candidates when they get on the plane to fly to Washington after the election. And recall damn right well better be a part of all of our whatever discussion we have with these individuals. Democrats always believe they have the upper hand in elections because they are running against Republicans. They understand that the GOP lacks the type of cohesiveness and lockstep discipline that has become the trademark of the Democrat caucus. And that is true. If they can keep the party vote disparity to a minimum in the House, they retain the ability to draw away from the more cantankerous members of the Republican Party to neutralize the leaders within their own ranks. I'm talking about Republicans. Republicans need more than an arm's length victory in November. I cannot stress that hard enough. A slim majority in the House is not going to end up by doing much at all, especially with the Republicans you know are bought and paid for and will cross the aisle in a vote that's almost tied. Not a joke, an absolute fact. We need to make sure that conservatives have, if not a two-thirds majority, something very close to it. Without that, we're not going to gain much at all. Even before Joe Biden had a chance to change the knickknacks in the Oval Office, Democrats of the newly minted 117th Congress charged the Republican trenches with a call for an ethics investigation on any member who questioned the outcome of the 2020 election. If you thought it was stolen, you needed to have an ethics investigation. The second impeachment of Donald Trump for high crimes and misdemeanors, creation of a January 6th commission, and a federal takeover of state elections. That was the opening engagement of a progressive broadside on the GOP and America at large. This is what we need as conservatives. This is what we must do. We must fire a broadside, all cannon, all at the same time, a full broadside on these liberals the day Congress opens back up. And if you only have a slight majority, it's a very ineffective broadside. If you have a two-thirds majority or even close to it, it's a very powerful broadside. And we have seen the results. We watched it happen in 2020. Few Republicans legislative proposals have made it past the will of Nancy Pelosi and the well of the House of Representatives that better serves as a graveyard for the bills and amendments submitted by the minority Republicans. The House Speaker trampled on the authority of the minority leader by repudiating his recommendations and cherry-picking the only two Republican representatives who voted for the January 6th committee to be rewarded with seats upon it. In other words, there were only two Republicans that turned traitor, and they were given seats on the January 6th committee so that Nancy Pelosi could say there were Republicans on the January 6th committee, except those Republicans were rhinos. For all her blustering about reaching across the aisle, bipartisanship in the 117th Congress has been a little more than a gimmick wherein the lioness of the House separates one or two sheep from the Republican herd as window dressing on the title pages of Democratic legislation. In other words, we need two Republicans. She can always get them. She can always count on those who have been bought and paid for, those who have been there the longest, those who are physically owned to betray you and I. And this is the way we've been seeing it. This is the way we've been suffering it for going on 2 years. A Republican midterm victory will cause an adversarial media to shore up the battle lines. Oh, yeah. They're going to come out swinging. They're going to feel that they have a purpose to be alive again. Remember what happened when Trump was in office? Do you remember what we saw from the mainstream media? Look for round two. There is a strong belief on the left, obediently pushed by media propaganda, that the ill-defined MAGA, Make America Great Again, now advertised as a mass movement without a colorful chapeau, compromises the entire Republican base of Trump voters. Not compromises, comprises, my mistake. So basically, we're all MAGA, every one of us, okay? And we're all Trump lovers. And that's all we are, okay? Blindly. Do I believe that a lot of Republicans are Trump followers? Yes, I do. Do I believe that a lot of conservatives are? Yes, I do. Do I believe that every conservative out there lives only to see Trump get more power, or lives only to see Trump get into the White House again? No. What I believe is that every conservative or Republican out there literally is striving to have the streets safe again, to have schools safe for their children again, to have their jobs secure again, to have drug overdoses in their neighborhoods go back to something that's non-existent. This is what we are striving for. This is what we cannot have right now. If MAGA fits into it, if Trump fits into it, is that fine with us? You bet it is. But to say that's all we're worth, that's all we think of, and that's all that the Republican Party comprises? No, that's not true at all. But that's what they wish you to believe. Okay? We are branded as white, blue-collar males with ideology similar to the Ku Klux Klan and the John Birch Society, hopelessly irredeemable racist, sexist, and nativists who can barely conceal their bias against blacks, immigrants, and women. We know this because the Washington Post said as much 2 months ago after the Biden, 2 months after the Biden inauguration, using a fishy survey of supported MAGA followers to get the stage for the progressive left to initiate an economic and social fatwa to dismiss and destroy the middle class. What we're looking at here is we've been pegged. We've been pegged by a blue media. We've been pegged by a media that is owned and operated by liberal elitists. We have been pegged as, like I said, okay, we're white, blue-collar males with ideologies similar to the Ku Klux Klan and the John Birch Society, hopelessly irredeemable racist, sexist, and nativists that can barely conceal our biases against blacks, immigrants, and women. Have you ever heard anything so insulting and bullcrap? But this is what they tell people to expect from people like you and me. We're fighting for our lives here, people. We're fighting for America. And if we don't win, what's going to be left will be totally unrecognizable. If my father was alive today and he died 15 years ago, if he was alive today, he would literally break down crying. Heir apparent, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has already promised investigations and hearings on Hunter Biden, the Trump-Russia hoax, the Afghan retreat, FBI abuses, getting the backstory of January 6th, and more. There will be efforts to impeach Biden and his cabinet officials for malfeasance in their duties. The Democrats will do everything in their power to obstruct these proceedings through social media censorship, a blitzkrieg on misinformation, of misinformation, and false allegations. Expect it. It's coming. Cracks are already appearing in the Republican strategy. McCarthy has already dropped a well-earned Biden impeachment from the 2023 to-do list and cautions against committee vendettas for political purposes, apparently abdicating those hijinks to the Democrats. Genetic congressional ballots are now slowly swinging back to the Democrat favor, going as far as to give them a 4-point edge to hold power in the House. How the hell could this possibly be happening? We're looking at a country that is literally falling apart all around us. And because not enough Republicans feel it's important enough to stand up, okay, and literally force into the face of everybody in this country what's actually happening. And I'm talking about the McCarthys, and I'm talking about all of the leaders in the Republican Party. Where is the blitz? Where is the media blitz? If you've got the money, you can do it. Do they have the money? Yes, they do. Why don't we see this? Why aren't people being told, if you want to be able to walk in your neighborhood after dark, if you don't want to be assaulted by a drug addict who's going to beat you up and rob you so he can get his next fix, if you don't want to see somebody go in, rob a store, beat the person behind the counter within an inch of their life, only to be on the street tomorrow without bail, if you want this, why aren't we seeing this? Why isn't this in everybody's face every day? Republicans need not build castles in the air or keep their powder dry until the next presidential election. There is consideration, prima facie, evidence to convene proceedings against the Biden administration's policies, departments, agencies, cabinet heads, West Wing babysitters of Joe Biden, and more. As Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have done on many occasions, McCarthy and McConnell need to ascend to the pulpit in partnership to unveil a new contract with America. From bow to stern and athwartship, the ship of the Republic needs to be brought into dry dock for an overhaul. The GOP will not be forgiven for missed opportunities. Democrats will not go gently into that good night. Dark Brandon will follow the script and frustrate all attempts by a Republican majority to secure the border, regain energy independence, improve the supply chain, stop the academic brainwashing of our children, or curb inflation. They won't. The agenda can only be slowed or rolled back so long as we can keep a new Republican majority from doing unto itself as their voters and their voters that which they consider too punitive to do to the other side of the aisle. Stop and think about everything that's just been said to you, people. We are looking at the leadership of the GOP that is falling down right in front of our face. We have what should have been an absolute walk in the park victory across the country to get these Democrats that have literally sent America to her knees out of office. And what we are seeing is that's not what the leaders of the conservatives or the Republican Party are giving us. It isn't. You need to talk to your representatives. You need to send them emails. You need to send them letters. You need to give them calls. You need to tell them right now, going forward, you want to stay in Washington. This is what you're going to do. And we know what recall is. And if you fail to do that, and this is my last word, shut up. Because now it's your fault, not theirs. You have the tool. Use it or shut up. How about you, Steve? Any last word?
Nope. I'm going to shut up. Nope. I'm just going to tell Annie no tune at the end. Correct, Annie.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. All right. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.